This is episode 146 of the A-News podcast, which covers anarchist activity, ideas, and conversations from the previous week on anarchist news.
.org.
It's designed to be useful to anarchists and the anarcho-curious. Give us feedback and constructive criticism by email at podcast@anarchistnews.org. For more information and usually some good commentary, see you at your favorite non-sectarian anarchist site, anarchistnews.org. A warning in general, these bits are written by two people and read by one of them and a third. The pronoun I in this podcast is confusing and contradictory. The author may not be dead, but at least here is mighty hard to parse. Have fun.
What's new this week? Anarchists sentenced in Renata Operation, trial in Trento, Italy. From AMW English. This announces that most of the anarchists imprisoned as part of Operation Renata have been sentenced. The sentences are all roughly 2 years of prison, although that could be added onto depending on how the rest of the trial goes. From a different article, also from AMW English, quote, "At the same time, 50 searches were carried out, with about 150 policemen and carabinieri mobilized in the repressive operation, which was given the name Operation Renata, apparently a name taken from the nickname given to a car used by some comrades. The investigations were conducted by Digos, state police, and ROS, carabinieri. On the same day of the arrests, a press conference took place in Rome, organized by anti-terrorism. It is clear the attempt to hit the anarchist presence in Trentino, pigeonholing and describing the relations between anarchist comrades within a phantom, quote, subversive association, unquote, an accusation trying to distribute as many years as possible in prison, unquote. Quote, the state is the terrorist, freedom for all, unquote.
Combative Memory, an anarchist expropriation in Porto Alegre, Brazil in 1911, from AMW English. A badly translated position piece on anarchists against the law in history, mostly a specific event in 1911. Quote, the expropriation takes a fast pace, carrying watches and gold chains, British pounds, Argentine pesos, Italian lira. On the street, the exchange house was already surrounded by people. Shouting begins. The four Apaches make their way, carrying Browning pistols and revolvers, pursued by the crowd. A square car is forcibly taken by the daring flock, shooting towards the coachman, who is kicked out of the ride. They go through Rua Voluntarios de Patria to Rua de Concesio, where they hit a car. Following the escape, the expropriators stop and take the number 35 tram that came to the center, coming from the Navegantes neighborhood. With the driver surrendered, he puts the tram on the way back to the neighborhood. At the corner of Rua do Parque, the tram derails. The fugitives board a passing milk cart, heading to the end of the urban area, culminating in the mouth of the Gravathe forest, unquote. Perhaps we will get a better translation at some point. We can always use more stories of anarchists attempting and sometimes getting away with these kinds of actions.
The Criminalizing of Anarchists and the Politics of Exception, from Autonomies, reprinted from mainstream elsaltodiario.com by José Luis Carretero. This is a reasoned outside defense of democracy by noting that enemies of the state also deserve due process, and that the state has a tendency to overreach, which it is now doing with anarchists, for example. People who are pro-democracy might like this piece. Otherwise, meh. Quote, thus, the criminal law of capitalist society that defined itself as democratic was based on a principal idea. It was only going to act, given its enormous capacity to damage the fundamental rights of those involved, in the face of the most serious aggression against the legal assets most important in society. What this aggression and those goods were was something that was determined in a rigorous and limited manner by the corresponding criminal code. And therein, specific activities should be typified in an exclusive manner. No lines of thought, there was a certain freedom of expression, nor membership in social groups, there was talk of the equality of citizens as a value, was to be given precedence over the rule of law, unquote. Yep, good luck with that.
Insurrection as a Politics of Life, from Autonomies by Raoul Vanagam. Anything by Raoul is worth reading. Just read it. Quote, I'm not talking about hope. It is only the lure of despair. I'm referring to all the regions of the world where an insurrection of everyday life, call it what you like, is trying to dismantle the dictatorship of private profit and to overthrow the states that impose it on the people they claim to represent. What we want is not for tomorrow, but for today, as caregivers, nurses, emergency doctors, paramedics, and doctors who deal with the economic management that dehumanizes the healthcare sector so well expressed in the ongoing general strike in France, unquote. Okay, Sometimes you have to talk about the fuzziness between people and positions. Other times you have to make clear the difference between us and them. They are police and zombies and candidates. We're victims and workers and the people. For the purposes of this conversation, okay.
Anarchists storm Greek embassy in Berlin. From mainstream media, GreekReporter.com. Quote, a group of approximately 15 anarchists stormed the premises of the consular office of the Greek embassy in Berlin on Monday. The group squatted in the office in a show of solidarity for their comrades who had been evacuated from squats in Greece following the ultimatum given by Citizen Protection Minister Michael Chrysokoidis. The group hung a black banner outside the consulate window with the written slogan, Solidarity with the Squats. The protest lasted several hours. Unquote.
Report, Manchester and Salford Anarchist Book Fair, from Freedom News UK by Peter O'Mail. A more detailed report back than the one we got last week, if you're into that sort of thing. Quote, alongside the stalls, there were 6 talks planned to go right across the day, 5 of which went ahead, and they were generally well attended and saw a fair amount of engagement. I didn't manage to attend any myself, but I heard from folk who attended the afternoon sessions, and they reported back that they were quite interesting and well worth it. They particularly enjoyed Ruth Kinna's presentation on her book, The Government of No One, leaving one to remark, I'm not sure I really understood anarchism until now, and another to be surprised by the changing face of the museum itself, the presence of Kropotkin in its archives, and unfortunately their lack of public presentation, unquote. Also got into detail about some TERFs who were TERFed out after handing out some flyers and then getting most of them back. Everyone was civil, though. Lol.
The way to do it is to be it, from Anon. A deeply Marxist call to arms, reminding readers that the workers really do have the power. Quote, in such conditions, the necessity of direct appropriation of consumer goods could not reach very far by adopting the accustomed form of looting. But eventually it could bring the truck drivers to join the massive disobedience and deliver these goods to the assemblies instead of to the supermarkets. That same tendency could end up imposing upon those who produce the goods the necessity of releasing them without the need for commerce. The interruption of the cycle of valorization, which that would suppose, would make acquisition by means of salary inviable, paving the way for direct distribution. It would be a feedback loop, tending toward the progressive communization of everything. In the course of this, the state would be obligated to prohibit practically everything, with the exception of acts of buying and selling, like so eroding the formal liberty which is its very foundation, unquote. If only the workers gave a shit!
Independence from what? The K9 Anarchist Expropriators, from Freedom News UK by Joe Reynolds. I don't know. Bukowski meets Kafka? Probably not quite, but somewhere in that direction. Fiction? European reference? Surreal. Quote, Joe is a journalist without a guild or union. The core of his principles are held in the protection of his sources and a flat refusal to send documents and photographs to local police authorities. He is free, independent, but bound to the principles of his association with anarchism. The application of the tools of journalism to challenge those in power, not reinforce the lies that keep us all oppressed, unquote.
Merry Crisis and a Happy New Fear, from CrimeThink, home of the clever title. The latest CrimeThink summation of what is going on in Greece with the squat evictions, which includes torturing neighbors of squats. Quote, the police justified the brutality they inflicted on the family on the grounds that the family members were aiding the squatters in their escape. Yet in searching their home, the police found no evidence to support this claim. Grasping at straws, representatives of the state claim that they will test DNA found inside the squat and the DNA of the family members they arrested to prove there was a connection. An anonymous statement from Atruzzo following the raid claims that this family did not help them in any way. The father who was arrested also happens to be a prominent director who has received a lot of media attention. He has made his disdain for the police apparent, but his distance from the anarchist movement is also obvious. The family has no formal connection to the squat, though they had witnessed the brutality involved in prior evictions, as the squat was also evicted in 2018 under Syriza, only to be reoccupied shortly after. In view of what they had already seen police do, it is not surprising that the family did not feel comfortable allowing police officers into their home if they were not legally obliged to do so, unquote. Greece was under dictatorship not that long ago. There is a cultural memory of what that's like, one imagines, on both sides.
Invitation to Week of Anarchist Activity in Mexico City, July 2020, from It's Going Down. Quote, after various attempts to break with the endogamy of our collectives, of trying and failing to move beyond merely interpreting the works of classical anarchists, we have decided to launch this call. Our objective is to meet others and exchange experiences, skills, ideas, and dreams to return anarchism to the streets and incorporate it into everyday life. Now, more than ever, we want to see this society go up in flames. We need to get together to advance from the lessons we have learned, to listen to each other without arrogance or submission. In this vein, this call for a week of anarchist days seeks to turn our focus and energy to the practices and resistances of everyday life, the spaces where subversive ideas and practices germinate, unquote. With a long list of workshops including, for example, sexual education, self-defense, anti-gynecology, magic and alternative medicine, direct action, neighborhood organizing, political prisoners, what to do when detained, urban gardening, land restoration, and many more. Best of luck to organizers and attendees, and maybe we'll get a report back.
The Lost Images of Anarchist Barcelona from War Magazine, translated from the Spanish by Andrew Hakes. Official propaganda photos of the CNT, which have been embroiled in legal battles that lasted 80 fucking years. Bleak House, anyone? Anyway, they're available for viewing now, so yay! Quote, coming from a propaganda office, the images lend to a benevolent vision of the city during those months, in contrast to the wretched image that Francoism tried to establish to the libertarian revolution, placing emphasis on the burning of churches, summary executions, and the existence of gunmen roaming the city at their leisure. The exposition shows a more favorable side of anarchism. There are photos of children playing in the Palace of Pedralbes Pool, which was converted into a children's school in 1936. There are also photos of the popular university established in the modernist Casa Golferix, and images of collectivized businesses functioning at full capacity. In many snapshots, the primary focus is humble workers posing in the very same offices where only months ago their bosses sat. Portraits of militants and snapshots of bullet-ridden churches and church bells prepared for smelting round out the exhibition, unquote.
On the formation of a new anarchist grouping, Obsidian, from Anarchists Worldwide, an unusual announcement out of Greece of a new group, quote, we are part of differing organizations who have built trust based on ideas. We celebrate the anarchist tradition in Greece and its antagonistic, uncompromising nature. As such, a primary goal will be furthering those ideals in activity, assembly, and events where need exists. To be clear, we are against any kind of watering down, broadening, or hiding who we are. There are connections to be built, ideas to negate, and voids to be filled through action, organization, and propaganda. We seek to support creative acts that go beyond the typical demo, meeting, or gathering. Creativity and fluidity in the way we approach resistance is vital for the survival of exarchia and the ideals of anarchy in general. As times change, we adapt and fight well-chosen battles, ignoring worn-out paths. We seek joy as it is vital to the human condition, in such we want to broaden a critique of art that degrades the gentrifying force of dominant culture. Let's create space for anarchists of all types to build relationships, strengthen our ideals, and enjoy life, unquote. Hells yeah. Looking forward to hearing more from these folks.
After COP25, statement from the Osterholz forest occupation, from Anarchists Worldwide. Solid rejection of statist and or capitalist so-called solutions. Quote, don't get us wrong. The Fridays for Future strikes have been going on for over a year now, and they are correct and important. They have sensitized and politicized many people. As well as the Fridays for Future demonstrations, which have a popular character, there are also many forest occupations, Ende Gelände, and other initiatives that are actively resisting. We are part of this movement and welcome the many actions that throw sand in the gears of the destructive capitalist machinery. But we are not blind. We see that in the Northern European climate movement, the argument is often left-wing liberal. Even though the question of the system is increasingly being asked and also discussed, and that's a good thing, there are left-wing liberal forces that appeal to the ruling classes, to those who have brought us to the point where we are now, unquote. Although even mentioning the COP25 is potentially giving it too much credit, given the remarkable inadequacies of that event, even on its own terms. Moving on.
Audio and Video, Immediatism, Episode 27, Symbiogenetic Desire, 23 minutes from Immediatism, quote, Essays Provocative and Incendiary, unquote. A reading of Bellamy Fitzpatrick's piece from the pamphlet Egoist Ecologies, put out by Enemy Combatant and distributed by Little Black Cart. Although I will definitely need to read a hard copy before I can really put my thoughts about this piece together, what Bellamy presents is the potential use of egoism to dissolve both senses of division and unity between subject and object, our minds, our bodies, perceptions, selves, and something that, while we remain alienated, is described as the outside world or nature. On the to read pile.
Interview with Rovi Konas, Anarchist Collective, 45 minutes from Unicorn Riot, an interview with Thanos of the titular Rovi Konas Collective. My thoughts going into this video were, great, here's some more media about how hardcore and awesome Exarchia is from a mysterious anonymous anarchist. However, the interviewee is a charming, welcoming commentator who discusses not only their 13 years in Exarchia and happenings in Athens since 2008, but also the way that, quote, he said, the insurrectionist Bonanno model was taken to its extreme, that it, quote, did a lot of things, but also showed its limits, unquote. Now, I may not totally agree with Thanos' analysis, and I'm pretty sure doing high-profile graffiti on businesses and government agencies so they can change their ways isn't the best reaction to failure. I definitely support reflection and something like tactical humility.
What is Dark Green Anarchy? 30 minutes from Dark Green Anarchy. A show that contains a term in both its project and episode name, but which I still have no clue as to what it means. This is episode 1 of a new project from H.P. Wombat that is a shotgun blast of drama and ramble related to the green, anti-civ, primitive scenes entirely set to what I think is a Muzak version of Dilemma by Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland. Topics covered are... Dark Green Anarchy kind of jonesers and shit-talking, KT being kind of cool but also kind of a dick, buying a farm, bushcraft, step-by-step instructions on making a bow drill, coffee-drinking noises, democratic confederalism, con but also kind of pro or something, smoking herb by the river, turning off notifications on your phone while doing a podcast, and much, much more!
Israeli Descent and Sean's Last Act, an hour and 15 minutes from the final straw. I'm going to mostly skip over the first section of this podcast as it isn't actually anarchist, although the dude whose group supports Israeli draft refusers sounds interesting. Most of the interview is with another person whose group tries to get governments and transnational authorities to do stuff. Nah. The main and best portion of this episode is a talk with anarchist author and, in my opinion, wonderful prison comedian, Sean Swain. I really hope that people take a listen as Sean lays out the writing process he and Travis Washington went through while writing the book, The Last Act of the Circus Animals, with his usual warmth, humor, and mild vulgarity. Although I haven't read the book yet, it is jumping to the top of my already babble-like to-read list, and you can pick it up for free in zine format at seanswain.org or purchase it in book format at littleblackcart.com. Listen! Read!
Episode 2, Rewilding and Anarchy with Kevin Tucker, an hour and 7 minutes from Rewilding Podcast. This is an interview with Kevin Tucker. If you wanted to play a drinking game along with this episode, here be the rules. Take one drink whenever KT says, we were born wild. Take two drinks whenever KT, quote, does the math, unquote, on hunter-gatherer caloric intake. Take three drinks whenever KT reifies human nature. And finish your drink whenever KT mispronounces bakunin. Baconin. Oops, you're dead.
This week's podcast was sound edited by Greg. The What's New was written by Jackie and Greg and read by Chisel and Greg. No editorial this week, and no topic of the week this week. Contact us at podcast@anarchistnews.org. To learn more anarchist and anti-political books, pamphlets, and other material are available at littleblackcart.com for news by and or about anarchists and up-to-the-minute commentary. See you at anarchistnews.org and or the Anarchist News IRC chat room linked on A News.